Simen Kofav Halacha Vav. Litboyach Avers Noigam L'Hakel. It's customary to be lenient with regard to demanding payment of debts. I feel my soul, even if you're collecting from another yid. Mishum Dechayshon Davar Aved, because we consider a Davar Aved. Halacha Zayin. L'Havos Beribis, lending money with interest. L'Akam Aragol Etzloi, to Akam who regularly comes to him to borrow money. Mutter it's Mutter M'nei Dehavi Davar Aved. We also consider this Davar Aved. So that the borrower should not get accustomed to borrowing from other people and should stay by him. If he lends to a guy who does not regularly come to him to borrow money, it cannot be considered a davar avid, and therefore he should spend the interest of 1 week of the duration of the loan for Simchas Yontif. That is, for example, if the interest for the week is, let's say, $40, then he would normally have spent $100 on Yontif expenses, he should now spend $140 on Yontif. Valimka Schaira, selling merchandise, Lemisha and Arugal Etzer, to someone who does not regularly come to him to do business, Aser, it's Aser. Valoy Mahani Mash, Yosilis and Yontif, in this instance, his spending more of the profits to enhance Yontif does not affect a permit for him to engage in business. Avalamisha Rugal Etzim Mutter. However, it's permitted to sell to someone who regularly comes to him, Mishum Dahavi Davar Avu, we consider Davar Avu, Shal Yagos Atzim Eitz Achirim, so he shouldn't go bring his business elsewhere. Halacha Ches, Alas Halacha, Chiluf Matbois Aser, it's forbidden to exchange currencies on Chalamay. If, however, this is necessary for Yantif needs, then you should ask a halachic authority regarding this.